inhabitants of Vaikuntha, you are all sinless. But those within this material world, they are all karmis, acting piously or impiously. Both kinds of activities are possible for them, because they are contaminated by the three modes of nature and must act accordingly. One who has accepted a material body cannot remain inactive, and it is inevitable for one acting under the modes of nature to be sinful. Therefore, all the living entities within this material world are punishable.
कारिनां गुणसंगस्ति देहमान नहीं अकर्मक सो देहमान वी हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड सेवरल टाइम्स देह मींस दिस बॉडी एंड बान मींस वन हु पजेसेस अस्तर्थे बतो दिस बोथ प्रत्यय इज affix when there is the meaning of possession. Therefore, Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulence. And Ban means one who possesses. That is Bhagavan. So same thing, in the same process, Dehavan. Dehavan, everyone of us, Dehavan. The dog is also Dehavan, he has got body. I am also Dehavan, every one of us. So, anyone who has got this material body, he cannot stop even for a moment working something. Nahi akarmakri. This is the nature. He must do, that's a child. Child is always restless. Similarly, child is the father of man. One who becomes father, the same restlessness. Because that is the nature. Nahi dehuman akarmakri. So if you are not engaged in good work, then you must act badly. That is natural. You have to work. Therefore, idle brain is devil's work. If you are sitting idly, then brain also will work, mind also will work, the bodily function will go. So, if you don't engage yourself in good work, then you must be engaged in bad work. And if you are not engaged in good work, and if you are engaged in, there are two things, good or bad. So, in one of them, you must be engaged. So, if you are not instructed or trained up to act in good work, then we must be doing bad work. Bad work means Maya, and good work means God. There are two things. God and Maya. If you do not act in godly situation, then we must be acting in Maya's clutches. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in a very simple verse. Hoya Mayar Das Kori Nana Obhilas. As soon as I become servant of Maya, then I shall create so many rascaldom in the name of philosophy and science. This is going on. So-called philosophy and science means all rascaldom. Bad one. It is very challenging word. But this is the fact. If we do not, take for example, there are so many scientists, so many philosophers, and so many hippies also. LSD man. Why this has happened? Because there is no good engagement. Some are passing in the name of so-called scientists and so-called philosophers, and some of them are hippies. But all of them are engaged in bad, asat. Asat and sat. Sat means permanent, and asat means temporary. So we must know what is our constitutional position. That we do not know. We are sat, eternal. Therefore, we shall act in such a way that will benefit my eternal life. That is all. Therefore, the Vedas instruct, asato mam sadgama, don't be engaged in temporary activities, bodily. Bodily necessities means temporary. If I am child, my body is of a child's body, then my necessities are different from my father's necessities. So everyone is engaged in bodily necessities. Therefore it is said, Devana Jakanmapi and Karinang Gunasanga Asti. Infection. We have got this practical understanding. If your body infects some disease, then you have to suffer. And if your body remains uninfected, unaffected by any poisonous, then you remain healthy. Therefore, it is said, sambhavantihi bhadrani viparitani cha anoga. Viparitani, viparitani means just opposite. Sambhavanti bhadrani. One is acting in auspicity and one is acting viparitani, just the opposite, inauspicious. In this way, we are becoming entangled. Life after life. Karanam gunasangasti. In other place it is said, karmana daivanetrena, as we are acting, auspicious or inauspicious, by higher supervision, higher concentration, judgment, we are getting different body. Otherwise, why there are so many varieties of body? This is the cause. One is getting auspicious body, one is getting inauspicious body, but there is one opportunity that if you want to change materially your auspicious or inauspicious position, that cannot be done. It is fixed up. It cannot be done otherwise. Suppose a man has got a nice body, a dog has got inferior body. You cannot change the bodily. You cannot make a man dog or a dog man. That is not possible. But spiritually you can do. Spiritually, a bad man or bad dog can be elevated to the highest perfection. Therefore, the conclusion is, if you act spiritually, then it is bhadrani or auspicious. If you act materially on the bodily conscious of life, that is inauspicious. This is the conclusion. And that is being washed by the authorities, as we have already explained, the witnesses. God is the original chastiser or awarder, but there are so many witnesses that we have already discussed. Surya, Agni, Kha, Maru, Deva, Soma, everywhere. It is thoroughly vast. So we must be very careful that we have got this human form of body. How to act? Act means, first of all, you know what is your position. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, that your position is that you are not this body. Your position is that you are the proprietor of the body, you are spirit soul. If people are not educated on this understanding that the soul is different from body, that is, beginning of education is wrong. Therefore, whatever further advancement of so-called education is wrong. Because the basic principle is wrong. So the Krishna consciousness movement means they want to educate people, rectifying the basic principle of misconception, I am body. I am American, I am Indian, I am fat, I am thin, I am black, I am white. All bodily conception. This has to be removed, first of all. Then the Shastra says that if one is in the bodily concept of life, then he is no more better than an animal. No better than an animal. Jashyatma buddhi kunapiti dhatute. We have discussed many times. This bodily concept of life should be, first of all, removed. We must be enlightened. Otherwise, if we act on the bodily concept of life, then not Bhadrani, not auspicious, everything is inauspicious. Viparita. Sambhavanti hi Bhadrani Viparitani cha Anagha. Karina. Karina means one is working. Nobody is, because dead stone, that is sitting idly. But even a small ant, it is also working. That is the difference between matter and spirit. So we cannot understand this difference. What is the difference between matter and spirit? Why the big mountain does not move? Because it is dead matter. And a small ant, it moves. Why it is so? That is the difference between matter and spirit. Why you are misunderstanding that the spirit is also matter. It is coming from chemical. This miseducation is going on, that spirit is also chemical composition. Although I cannot experiment it by mixing chemical producing. So, under this misconception of life, we are simply acting inauspiciously. Why inauspiciously? Because we are working blindly. We do not know what is my next life. We do not believe in next life. If you believe and not believe, next life is there. As the child has his next life, the boy has his next life, the youth has his next life. Similarly, the old man has got his next life. You believe and not believe, you have to accept next life. This is real education. You have to accept the next life. Now, what kind of next life you will get, you have to prepare in this life. That is auspicious. That is Bhadrani. And if you don't prepare for the next life, irresponsible, just like a street boy does not take education because he has no idea of next life, but his father, his mother is anxious that my son's next life, future life will be spoiled if he does not take education. They are anxious. Similarly, the father and the mother, the guru, the friend, everyone should be actually well wisher of his friend, dependent, when he gives spiritual education. Then he is friend. Otherwise, then enemy. Gita nasasat, janani nasasat. This shastric contraception means that if you cannot educate your sons how to stop repetition of birth, then don't become a father, don't become a mother. This is shastric. Don't become a guru, don't become so on, well wisher. If you cannot stop, how it can be stopped? Unless there is spiritual education, unless one is not spiritually enlightened, you have to undergo the process of birth, death, old age and disease. You may talk very highly or foolishly, but the process of nature, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, that you cannot stop. Therefore, any education which does not give enlightenment on the subject matter of how to stop death, they are all foolish talking. This is the conclusion. Not Bhadrani, Abhadrani. Sambhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani Chanaga Karinang Gunasangasti Gunasanga. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give the association of goodness. There are three gunas. Just like in a brothel, they are giving the association of darkness. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is opening so many centers to give the facility to the people in general, the association of goodness. That is the difference. Sangat sanjati kama. If you associate with persons addicted to so many drugs or brothel men, then you become like that. And if you associate with the Krishna conscious man, then you become Krishna conscious, you understand what is your real position, what is the aim of life, how to stop birth, death, old age. This is the profit of Krishna consciousness movement. And actually, learned, educated circle, they are appreciating that government spends so much money for stopping the drug habit, but they have failed. But this Krishna consciousness movement have saved so many hippies and young men from this fallen condition of life. That is the practical. Anyone who has got intelligence, they will see to it. Therefore, this movement should be encouraged, especially I request my students that you push on this movement. Your country is very good. Let them become Krishna conscious. Then everything will be Bhadrani, all of us. Bhadrani. Otherwise, your so-called big motor cars will create Abhadrani, Viparitani. We don't discourage you to construct big cars, but it should be used for the kirtan party to go to village, not to go to the brothels and liquor shop. Then you are ruined. You can use it, all the facilities. The microphone should be used for spreading Krishna consciousness, not talking nonsense. This should be this. Everything is good, provided it is used for good purpose. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi Yukta Vairagya Muccati. We are not such foolish person that this is material, this microphone, we shall not touch it. No, we are not so foolish. we are intelligent enough how to use it. That's all. That is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshu viparityaga phalgu vairagakat. Prapanchik means material, artificial abnegation, a renouncement. Then Mayavadi, they say, no, no, it is material. The other day we saw that Sushil Muni, they are Jains. According to Jain philosophy, they do not use any vehicle from going this place to another place. They will go by walking. That is their principle. But we are not following that principle. We are preaching Krishna consciousness. Suppose if I have to come to your country, and if I say I will go by walking, then my life will be finished before preaching. We are intelligent. Now we have got this aeroplane. Take advantage of it and go in 3 hours to America, speeding. That is our policy. Therefore, sometimes people criticize us that we are accepting all material things, still we are condemning material civilization. They accuse us. But they do not know that we do not distinguish matter and spirit. Anything which is used for Krishna, that is spirit. This house, if you use for making a club, dancing club, that is material. And if this house is used for chanting Hare Krishna mantra and dancing, that is spiritual. That is the difference. Because actually, everything is emanation from the Supreme Spirit Soul, Krishna. Krishna says, Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khangmano buddhiri vacha aparayam. What you say, material, that is also expansion of the energy of Krishna. So actually it is not material. But when you use it for other purposes than Krishna, that is material. You should know this philosophy, very nice. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, prapanchikataya buddhya, parisamman, ishavasamidam sarvam. Everything has got relationship with God. We must know that nothing can exist without God. Therefore, in other sense, everything is God. So everything is God, then how it is material? It is material when it is not used for God. This is material. And if it is used for God, Krishna, then it is. Therefore, Pavadrani and Bhadrani, two things are to be distinguished. How? This is the process. Try to engage everything in God's service. Then it is Bhadrani. And as soon as it is being done for your sense gratification, then it is Abhadrani. Try to understand. Two things are there. Sambhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani Chanaka Karinam Ghurasangasti Dehovan Na Jagarmakrit. Everyone has to work. Nobody can avoid work. But on account of ignorance, one works in darkness, and on account of light or enlightenment, one works in light. So we have to work in light. This is light work, Krishna consciousness. Bhakti. Machabhya vicharini bhakti yogina jasivate sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyakara. There is said gunasanga, infected by the moles of material nature. But Krishna says, anyone mantra, abhyavicharini, bhakti yogena. Abhyavicharini without any stoppage, 24 hours, if one is engaged in devotional service. Abhyavicharini, bhakti yogena, yasevade, serving Krishna. Then he is no more in the guna sangha. Here it is said guna sangha, infection of the material qualities. So if one is 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, he is no more in touch with these three gunas. Otherwise, he will be in touch with the guna, defined gunas, and he will be infected. And you will have to, just like if you infect some disease, you have to suffer from that particular disease. This is going on. So, bhadrani, auspicity or auspicious activities is this, devotional service, be engaged always 24 hours in devotional service. There we have got program, early morning, 4:30 to up to 9:30 in the evening. This is all auspicious activities. We are giving chance people, come here and join this inauspicious auspicious activity, so that you will be saved from this repetition of birth, death and old age. Thank you very much.